I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The power is back on at Atlanta's airport after a 12-hour outage canceled flights and stranded travelers. Officials say an electrical fire knocked out the power to Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport around 1 o'clock yesterday. It was restored shortly after midnight. Mayor Kasim Reed says the severity of the accident made it difficult for crews to assess the damage.
We couldn't get the Georgia Power crew into the tunnels because of the noxious fumes. We could not subject those employees to that kind of physical damage. That took time. That contributed to the frustration.
At least 1,000 flights have been canceled since the accident. More delays are expected at the airport as it resumes operation today. Fulton and DeKalb County election directors have certified the results of Atlanta's mayoral runoff, finally making the numbers official in Keisha Lance Bottoms' victory over Mary Norwood. The election results were certified on Saturday. Norwood requested a recount after the results showed Bottoms winning the December 5th runoff by a margin of less than 1%. In last Thursday's recount, Norwood picked up 5 votes and Bottoms lost 6 in Fulton County in the recount. DeKalb results remain the same. A new report claims that officials at the nation's top public health agency are being told not to use certain words in official documents, including fetus, transgender, and science-based. According to the Washington Post, the directive arose at a meeting of senior budget officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. An anonymous source told the newspaper the 7 words and phrases are not to be used in documents being prepared for the next presidential budget proposal. A CDC official confirmed that there was a recent meeting in which officials were given feedback to reconsider language in budget documents, but another federal official called it a mischaracterization to say certain words have been banned. The Atlanta Falcons will play in primetime tonight against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Atlanta is battling for one of the few remaining playoff spots in their conference with only 3 games left in the season. Coach Dan Quinn says a solid performance will answer any questions about his team's ability.
We know this week at Tampa, it's going to be a battle. We recognize the questions are out there, but the better we stay back to one another, our improvement, our leadership within our own groups, that's what we can focus on.
The Falcons and Buccaneers square off tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.